It's Mundo in the Morning.
Oh yeah, it's Super Bowl week, baby. It is Super Bowl week. Getting you all set for what's happening in Arizona as the Chiefs and the Eagles prepare to play on Sunday. Let's welcome on and say hi to Kendall Gammon, our Chiefs analyst, former player. You know him well here on KCMO. He's been joining us all season long. It's brought to you by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. All right, Kendall, I was trying to figure this out just now with the guys. Let me ask you, were you on the Steelers team that got to that Super Bowl in the mid-90s?
Yes, in 95. Yeah, we played actually there in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay, all right. So you're going to be right out in your neck of the woods there when you get out there later this week. So just like mentally, what is this week like with all the media, the attention, knowing that literally hundreds of millions of people are going to be watching this game on Sunday? How does this hit different than any other game in your life?
Well, you're right. I mean, the buzz and everything going on, you can't help but get caught up in it a little bit because everything is just magnified. And you have so many you have so many media issues that you have to deal with and be available every morning for that. And you know, back when I was playing, Tuesday was media day. Now they have opening night, which is tonight. And they've commercialized it and done a great job with it, quite honestly. And so it is. You just understand you're playing the biggest game in the world, and it's enormous, and not many people get a chance. And it's never lost on you on the magnitude of the game. I guess I just keep putting it that way.
How much do you think to yourself now? Listen, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you always think you're going to be in this game. But when you're going through the motions that week, does it hit you of, this may never be something I experience again in my life? Or are you just so locked in on going from A to B to C, media, practice, everything else, that you're not really thinking about that?
Yeah, at least in my case, I wasn't thinking about that. And I think mostly that the guys aren't thinking about that. You know, people always say to take it in because you never know. You hear that. But in general, I mean, when you're on a team like this, you do expect to go every year or have a chance. And so the main thing is you've just got so much going on with the game plan and everything. Of course, family's coming out, and you're trying to balance everything and understand that the number one thing is the game itself. And generally the leadership and the coaching staff, that's what really gets it going.
How about now? I mean, you noted when you were there, we're going back 30 years to your time with the Steelers, but now with the way that these guys have people who handle, booking flights for families, how much now covering this team as you have, has that sideshow stuff been pushed off to the side for somebody else to deal with so these guys can actually focus on the game?
I think quite a bit. And I think the main, mainly the family, the wife, girlfriend, significant other will help handle a lot of things. But you do have the agent side of things as well. And the teams generally certainly go out of their way, and with good reason, to help the players as much as possible deal with that stuff because they know it's big. And the fact is, you want your mind settled personally and friends and family-wise, the two parts of your life. So the third part of your life, which is the professional side, playing in between the white lines, you can go to the best of your ability. And the only way to do that is if you're good with the other two parts of your life. So they work hard to help out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. So, Kendall, as we'll talk about the game more on Friday, but Monday, with this game 6 days away, what are you thinking about? You've heard all the talking heads say different things, but as you look ahead to this game, what are the storylines throughout the week that we should be watching?
Oh, you know what? I think you've got to certainly first and foremost monitor the health of both QBs because they're coming in with different ailments, and so you wonder about that. I think the defense of both teams is big as well, and I mean you've got so many different storylines, Pete, and I know you know this, but I mean when you look at it being the Eagles and Andy Reid's former team, and then the coach of Philadelphia who was let go by Andy Reid in a nice way when he came here because he was doing his own thing. There's just so many different areas to pay attention to. There's not going to be a shortage of things to write about, as always. And you've got the betting lines. This will be the most betted game ever. It probably happens every year, but with the advent of more sports wagering in different states, it allows that. So you watch the line move one way or the other. I think it's all just fascinating. I mean, again, it starts with tonight and the opening night, and you know, getting everybody up there, and just, I mean, it's the NFL is a marketing machine, and they do a hell of a job of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do. There's no doubt about that. Do you think, knowing Andy Reid as you do, he's not going to give the Eagles any bulletin board material? He's already said super nice things about his time in Philadelphia. What do you think this actually means to him? Does he get caught up in the beating the former team thing, or is that not really Andy's MO?
I don't think that's his MO. I don't think he's given one thought to it. And I think he's sincere when he's talking about his time there. Of course, he had some issues there and stuff that was difficult. But, you know, I think probably certainly the Philadelphia fans, they want to win. They want to beat him. But they probably wish him well also in only a way that Philadelphia can probably. But all the same, he's a ball coach. That's all he wants to do. When you hear him in front of the mic and doing his media obligations, he does what he has to do. But he's a master at this, and I don't mean it bad. It's really what you do. You have to conceal information. You can't give anything out, and you really don't want to give anything out. So he can talk a long time and not tell you things at the same time, and you still walk away from it being okay with it. He just does a nice job. He's a great leader, you know, knowing some of the players like I do and what they say about him, and having been around him, you know, after games, flying home, and how he deals with folks. It's just this is a great individual in what he does, and he's just a ball coach. I always talk about him being Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. I mean, he's the guy that's at the window drawing up plays, and he's just a savant.
Yeah, Kendall Gammon's on KCMO. Kendall, the storylines, we haven't even talked about the Kelce brothers. Is there somebody who's going to break out of their shell when it comes to the media? Is there a Chiefs player that you're predicting that is really going to just become a media darling this week based on how they handle the media? Does anybody come to mind for you, Kendall?
Kelce does a good job of it without going overboard, just because he's outgoing like that. But I think most of the guys will probably be as reserved as possible while still having fun with it. Because, like you said, you don't want to give any bulletin board material, and I don't think either team's going to do that. And this is one that I think both teams really respect the other, and this is a great matchup. This is why you watch the NFL. This is great about the NFL's, you know, two arguably the best teams throughout the year end up in the final game, and it should be a great one.
Yeah, first time we've had the 2-1 seeds in 5 years as well. So, Kendall, we'll talk to you later this week. You're going to be down there in Arizona, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Go down and reconnect with folks, so it should be a great time.
All right, we'll talk to you on Friday morning. Get set for the game, my friend.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Take care, Pete.
All right, Kendall Gammon, good to have him on KCMO.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.